how do we work on attaining Yiras Shamayim, fear of Hashem? So there are Sfarim that talk about these things in detail. They go through all kinds of descriptions of what happens in Shamayim, what happens in up there. We can also look around us. There's plenty to be frightened of. But those fears don't usually translate into Yiras Shamayim. They're more like a base fear of what could happen to us. Fear of Hashem can only be achieved while thinking about Hashem and thinking about what Hashem can do and what He wants from us. Thinking about how He will not allow us to fall and fail, whether we like it or not. Keeping the Torah is not a choice. More importantly, to begin acquiring Yiras Shamayim, we have to start taking the world seriously. The fact that our actions mean something, that they're counted, they're measured, their repercussions and their manifestations make a difference and are all accounted for, needs to give us some pause. Typically, we only think a thought or two like this around the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, hopefully sometime before Ne'ilah. But that's what Yiras Shamayim is all about. This is how Yiras Shamayim follows naturally after belief in Hashgacha. The more we can clarify to ourselves Hashem's eyes upon us and His hand in everything we do, the easier it is to move on to the next step and to start to care about what we do. There's a very famous Gemara where the students of Rav Yechonim and Zakkai are around his deathbed and they're asking him for a bracha before he passes away. He gives them a bracha. What does he tell them? That the fear of heaven should be equal to their fear of man. So the Talmidim are disappointed. Now remember, these Talmidim are not regular people. The greatest was Rav Yonasan ben Aziel, who, when he learned, the birds flying above him would get singed from the Kedusha. The least among them was none other than Hillel HaZaken, the famous Hillel, Beis Hillel. And these Talmidim were disappointed because that seemed to be way below what any of them had already achieved. And Rav Yechon and Zakkai saw their disappointment and he said, Halavai, it should at least be as great as the natural fear we have of man. He said, look how a person who tries to break in and burglarize a house, all he can think about is, I hope no one sees me. Obviously, there's a lot to be learned about this Gemara. But it's a big deal just to have the basic fear that is natural to us with other people. To have that about the presence of Hashem. For us to achieve any amount of Yiras Shamayim, we need to feel Hashem's eyes upon us. When we are being watched, we act differently. This is the very first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Eirach Chaim. The Ramah says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Putting Hashem in front of us always is a klal gadol b'Torah. It's a foundation for the whole Torah. Why? He explains, because the way a person sits, his mannerisms, how he conducts himself, what he does when he's sitting in front of a great king, can't be compared to how he is when he's sitting with his friends. He won't speak the way he speaks when he's around his friends. If he's in front of a king, his words will be measured. So certainly when a person takes it to heart that he's standing in front of Melech Malchei Hamlochim, whom the whole world is filled with his presence, and he is standing by, watching everything that we do, as it says, if a person hides in a secret place, won't I see him? So immediately, a person will be overcome with fear and humility, in front of Hashem. This is the very first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. He demands this of everybody that's learning Shulchan Aruch. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Work on feeling that Hashem is watching us and He's standing next to us. Now some tzaddikim would say that when they get that test, that ultimate test in Shemayim, so they open up a Shulchan Aruch and they start from the beginning and they say, okay, what did you keep in this? And they said it would be a shame to fail on the very first Ramah in the very first seven Shulchan Aruch. If the Ramah wrote this, obviously, it's something for everyone, because with thought, and it's not necessarily easy, but it's work that we can do, we can begin to picture this and feel it, recognize the truth of it and internalize it, and little by little, this can become a way of life. What's all important as well is to dive into Hashem for help in this avodah. This is not something we can do on our own. We need a lot of help from Hashem in every aspect of Yiras Shamayim. We don't naturally feel His presence, and we don't naturally associate all that happens around us to the work of Hashem. We also need help having that fear of Hashem a part of our lives, and that's something that we have to focus on always in our tefillah.